I'd like to first acknowledge my co-authors, and really the lead author here is Imelda Padilla-Frosto. I think she'd really like to be here, but she's at home working on qualifying exams. So I'm happy to be here to present this work for her. And I'll be talking today about healthcare reform and vulnerable adults with mental health care needs. Nothing up my sleeves. So I'm going to talk a little bit about unmet mental health needs as kind of an overarching problem and the potential for healthcare reform to reduce those unmet needs in California. I will also be using data from the California Health Interview Survey, or CHIS, and really focusing on the relationship between unmet needs and health insurance status. And then some just brief conclusions on the potential impact of the ACA to reduce unmet needs and some of the limitations of the ACA to do so. So unfortunately, there are a lot of people with unmet mental health needs, and many of those adults just do not get treatment. National estimates are about 60% of adults with a severe mental illness receive treatment. HP 2020 sets a goal of increasing that rate to about 65% by 2020. The situation in California is a bit worse. In California, less than half of adults with mental health needs reported treatment in the preceding year. In CHIS, we have some additional measures that we looked at, and among those, about the half that do get treatment, only about half get minimally adequate treatment based on clinical guidelines, which suggests that about one in four, and it's actually closer to one in five adults with mental health needs in California received adequate treatment or adequate care, which is pretty deplorable. So that begs the question, why do so many people with unmet needs not get care? And that, I think the answer to that is something that is an old question and is complicated to answer, includes lots of different things, culture, race, gender, stigma. But there are those kind of traditional health service barriers as well, including the cost of treatment and the lack of health insurance coverage. So how may this change under ACA? Well, for adults 18 to 64, we expect coverage to expand access for many. We expect a reduction in the cost of coverage. And the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act should also expand coverage, as it's extended in the ACA to the small group and individual market plans. And it's also, as one of 10 categories of essential health benefits, it is covered in all the plans that are offered through the health benefit exchange, with the small exception of some of the grandfathered-in folks that are in grandfathered-in plans. Again, very small proportion overall. So I'll be using the California Health Interview Survey. It's a general population survey of California that's been done every other year since 2001 and started as a continuous survey in 2011. It's funded by federal and state health agencies, a number of foundations in California, and some other agencies. It has a large geographically stratified sample. It uses landline and cell phone RDD sampling, and it's designed to provide statistically reliable estimates at the local level. That's generally speaking at the county level for adults and statewide, and for most of the state's major racial and ethnic groups, as well as many ethnic subgroups. It is an omnibus public health survey. It has three separate interviews, one for adults, one for adolescents, and one for children. And again, I'll be focusing just on the adult sample today. So this work really came out of some broader work that we were doing for the Department of Mental Health. It was exploring mental health patterns of status, treatment patterns, and outcomes in California using CHIS. And as we were doing that and looking and writing a chapter on unmet needs and drawing up some conclusions, we were looking ahead and saying, boy, a lot of this is really going to change may really change in 2014. And so Imelda really led a push to kind of dig a little more deeply into how things might change under ACA with unmet needs. So first question is, how many adults have mental health needs? And then look at those that do have needs by their health insurance status. And then we looked at what proportion of uninsured adults are actually eligible for coverage, and for those that are ineligible, what are some of the main characteristics of those who will remain uninsured yet have mental health needs. So the first question we answer here is, how many adults in California, at least those living in residential households, have mental health needs? And among the about 23.5 million adults, we use the Kessler 6 questions to get at serious psychological distress. The K6 is a really handy, short instrument that does a pretty good job of, as a proxy measure for the adults within a population that would have a severe mental illness. And when we do that, we have about 7% of adults in California identifying or having symptoms consistent with a severe mental illness. The second kind of threshold we used was the Sheehan Disability Scale, which looks at impairment in several life course domains, social relationships, family relationships, at work, and self-care. And anyone that had at least moderate impairment in at least one domain and had a K6 above the threshold, we considered having a mental health need. So that's about 1.6 million adults 18 to 64 in California. And then this is in many ways the key slide here or chart for this presentation. It's looking at just those adults, the 1.6 million in the far left column, that have mental health needs. And then going across, and the percentages across the top there, about a third of adults with a mental health need have no insurance. About one in five have public coverage, and the balance, 46%, have private coverage. The red section of each bar shows those that had no treatment at all, so statewide that's 52%. For uninsured adults, that's almost 70%, which is quite significantly higher than the California average. The yellow bar there is the percent that had some treatment but inadequate treatment. So again, we see about 25% with inadequate treatment statewide. And then those in green are the proportion of adults statewide that received adequate treatment. So again, just over one in five that were getting adequate care. The group that has the best profile in terms of mental health treatment are those with public coverage, with over a third receiving adequate treatment. And for the uninsured is at the other end with almost 90% having an inadequate mental health treatment in the past year. So we did something simple, just kind of took the uninsured, that over a half a million, and applied them to the distribution of coverage for public care to get a sense of what the future might look like under ACA. So if everybody without insurance moved into that public coverage profile, we would reduce unmet needs from almost 90% to about two-thirds. It would reduce the number of adults with unmet needs by nearly 162,000. It would increase statewide those with met needs by about 10% from 23 to 33%. And it would close in California the HP 2020 target of 65% from 48% with treatment to about 58%. Those are all pretty dramatic differences. Again, it's making an unreal assumption that everyone in that uninsured column is going to move right over to the public profile. And that's hopeful. It's kind of the best case scenario in some ways, but it's not reasonable. Obviously, even those with coverage, many of them will not seek treatment. And it's especially true for the younger adults who don't have comorbid conditions. One thing I'm not showing here is the high rate of comorbid conditions for those with mental health needs, and those with comorbid conditions are more likely to be in the health system and receive some mental health treatment as well. And then the other reason we can't expect this is because not everyone in California or in the nation, of course, will be eligible for coverage under the ACA. And in California, using the CHIS 2009 data, we estimate that just about 11% of adults with a mental health need will not be eligible for care under the ACA. And when we look at the profile, at least demographically, of who those adults are with mental health needs that are ineligible for health care, they are overwhelmingly Latino and Asian immigrants. And when we look at those folks a little deeper, there's both some good news and some bad news. The good news is that overall, statewide, if you look at groups by race, ethnicity, and nativity, Latino and Asian immigrants are the least likely of any population groups to have mental health needs. I don't think that's a big surprise. Immigration and emigration is a demanding process and is not taken on by those who have mental health problems. This is a resilient, self-selected population that has the wherewithal to pick up and move to a new country. The bad news is that in California, this is not an insignificant part of the population. There's about nearly 60,000 adults with mental health needs that will not receive coverage under ACA. When we look at the Latino and Asian immigrants that do have mental health needs and look at their treatment patterns, they have the lowest treatment rates of any population groups in the state, which means that treatment rates for the remaining uninsured population are unlikely to improve or improve anytime soon. So brief conclusions from this analysis is that we do expect that expanded coverage of the uninsured is likely to move the needle and reduce unmet mental health needs in California. That may take some time, but we do think that there is significant potential. Unmet needs in California will nonetheless remain high and likely remain higher than in the rest of the nation, and that mental health treatment rates for the uninsured and uninsured immigrants in particular who are ineligible for ACA coverage are unlikely to change or improve in the near future. Thank you for your time. And